I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Clinton police are coordinating with law enforcement in Nevada and California while they try to locate a 25-year-old who they say abducted her infant daughter. The mother, Taylor Webb, has family in Modesto, California, and police say a ping of her cell phone indicates she might be heading in that direction. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, President Trump has signed a short-term spending bill just hours before a midnight government shutdown. Now the government is funded through December 20th. Senator Mitt Romney voted against the spending bill this afternoon. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
Just getting a new look of this rollover crash from KSL traffic trooper Dave, safely sending us a shot. It is a rollover crash with injuries blocking traffic northbound Camp Williams Redwood Road in Bluffdale. It's going to be northbound after 144th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it was pretty windy earlier this morning. At this point, rain showers rest of the day. Temperatures 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 46 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The House Intelligence Committee's concluded what may be its last hearing before handing the impeachment inquiry over to the chamber's Judicial Committee. Lawmakers hearing today from two foreign policy experts. David Holmes, a State Department official in Kiev, testified about the phone call that he overheard between Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, and President Trump.
I then heard President Trump ask, so he's going to do the investigation. Ambassador Sondland replied that he's going to do it, adding that President Zelensky will do anything you ask him to do.
Holmes says Sondland later told him the president doesn't care about Ukraine. The account of the conversation lining up for the most part with Sondland's version, though Sondland testified yesterday that he doesn't remember discussing Vice President Biden with the president. Former White House National Security Advisor Fiona Hill describing Sondland's work to get Ukraine to announce the political investigations that the president wanted.
He was being involved in a domestic political errand. And we were being involved in national security foreign policy, and those two things had just diverged.
Hill insisted she was never on the same page as Sondland. An emergency landing at one of the nation's busiest airports.
It was Philippine Airlines Flight 113 taking off from LAX, a Boeing 777 heading across the Pacific to the Philippines. On takeoff, witness video shows flames shooting out of the back of one of the engines. The plane flew for about 45 minutes and landed safely back at LAX. Firefighters say there was no sign of fire when the plane landed. Engine failure on takeoff is something that pilots train on and proactively plan for on every takeoff in case it happens. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
President Trump signed a temporary spending bill in order to keep the government running through December 20th. Stocks slowed their roll for the third day in a row. The Dow fell 55 points and the Nasdaq gave up 21. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. The impeachment hearings wrapped up about 2 hours ago. We're going to give you parts of the Republican summation from Devin Nunes during the course of the afternoon. But right now, Democrat Adam Schiff's closing remarks to wrap up the public hearings.
The day after Bob Mueller testified, that Donald Trump invited Russian interference. Hey, Russia, if you're listening, come get Hillary's emails, and later that day, they tried to hack her server. The day after he testified that not only did Trump invite that interference, but that he welcomed the help in the campaign, they made full use of it, they lied about it, they obstructed the investigation into it, and all this is in his testimony and his report. The day after that, Donald Trump is back on the phone asking another nation to involve itself in another U.S. election. That says to me, this president believes he is above the law, beyond accountability. And in my view, there is nothing more dangerous than an unethical president who believes they are above the law. And I would just say to people watching here at home and around the world, in the words of my great colleague, we are better than that. Adjourned.
Adam Schiff, wrapping up the public hearing for the week. We'll bring you the Republican summation coming up on KSL News Radio, 420. Triple Team Traffic, an emergency report brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. What's going on, Ricky?
We have a rollover crash with injuries, and now we've got eyes on it with a live traffic shot. This is in Bluffdale's. Drivers, plan ahead right now to avoid Redwood Camp Williams Road, approximately 146 south, because it is blocking both northbound and southbound lanes of traffic. Right now, I don't think any traffic is getting through, but the delays are sure stacking up. Now, for drivers on southbound on I-15, you are going to see that traffic is building and slowing in the usual spots, 3300 to 7200 south, as well as northbound I-15, Draper to Midvale. A little bit of westbound slowing on the 201 starting before Redwood to the West Belt. And again, as you're passing 5600 west. Michelle?
Well, we're starting to fill in for drivers headed southbound I-15. This is at the point of the mountain approaching SR-92 Temp Highway. Then you've got a clear shot to Provo after that at this point. If you're on Bangor Highway, that is starting to fill in just a little more. Seeing scattered delays still from Salt Lake all the way down to the Riverton-Bluffdale line, where that's actually the heaviest of it at the moment. 5600 West busy between I-80 and West Valley. Steve?
And we have delays on southbound Foothill Drive if you're traveling in that direction from the Bonneville Golf Course out to about 21st South. Northbound 15 filling in just a bit, a little thicker there at 23rd North up to the North Interchange. Also in Davis County from Kaysville to Layton. Northbound 89 starting to see some slowdowns there through Fruit Heights. And also southbound I-15 in Uinta. Westbound 5600 South and Roy still packed in from I-15 rolling west to 2700 West. Visit your neighborhood Batteries Plus Bulbs Plus Phone Repair to get the know-how you need right now. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, let's check the seven-day forecast. Kevin Eubank is here in the studio. Are we done with all this?
Yes, the storm is moving out. We're looking at some cool temperatures tonight, a low 31 degrees under partly cloudy skies, and then we'll have partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies as we head through the end of the week and the weekend. Partly cloudy, 47 on Friday. Mostly sunny and 48 on Saturday, and then partly cloudy and 49 on Sunday. But, Jeff, the big story is next week we've opened the door with what just happened here across Utah. We're now opening the door so that big blocking high pressure that we talked about a couple weeks ago, it's gone. And so now a series of storms look to line up. Monday we get a storm, bit of a break Tuesday. Day before Thanksgiving, we get another storm. Thanksgiving Day, the potential for some storminess, and the day after, some storminess. So going in and out of Utah, air or on the roads, looks to be very, very difficult with plenty of snow and cold temperatures through Thanksgiving.
So we are talking about accumulation, possibly.
Oh, yeah. No, I think Monday will be a brush by for northern Utah, minimal amounts. But as we head into the Wednesday-Thursday time frame, yeah, I think we're going to get measurable snow in the valleys and significant snow in the mountains of northern and southern Utah.
Interesting. 46 degrees. Thank you, Kevin. KSL News Time, 423.
It's the Honda Holiday Hotline.
All right, let's go to some callers. Susan, you're on the Honda Holiday Hotline.
Oh, hello. I'm torn. I'm still in love with my Honda Accord, but the new CR-V has been catching my eye. What should I do?
Ha, that's easy. Just make some room for both. With clearance pricing and great financing rates, there's no better time to buy. Next caller?
Oh, hey, Honda Holiday Hotline. So, I really need something compact and efficient in my life right now. Could you help me out?
Two words. Honda Civic. The Civic is the best-selling compact car in America, and it's a great time to buy during the Happy Honda Day sales event. That's all the time we have today. Make sure you're ready for the snow with the all-wheel drive Hondas on clearance during the Happy Honda Day sales event at your Utah Honda dealers. See all the clearance offers at utahhondadealers.com.
It's the Honda Holiday Hotline.
Based on IHS Market, CYTD, November 2018 for non-luxury traditional compact car segment, new retail registrations in U.S.
Drive a Honda for better fuel economy, higher resale value, and safety. Visit your Utah Honda dealers.
Holiday Magic, brought to you by Shane Company.
A red ruby necklace, because her fire still lights up your life.
A blue sapphire pendant and the matching earrings. One gift from you and one from the kids.
A classic pendant with your new baby's birthstone, because this year she became a mom.
The magic of Shane Company jewelry is that it allows you to capture your story with something that will last forever. Each of these great gifts from our holiday collection is under $1,000. Our non-commissioned sales team is warm and welcoming. We'll help you find perfect gifts.
Hi, I'm Tom Shane. One of my favorites is our floating diamond solitaire pendant with a decorative setting. It comes in a range of carat sizes and starts at $685.
When you spend $400 or more on a gift, you'll receive our Shane Company Foreverlink necklace for free while supplies last.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit Shane Company.
Your bestie has been texting you nonstop. You've been invited to a celebrity pool party and petting zoo. She's not sure what it is exactly, but it sounds really cool. So while she's taking selfies with your favorite reality TV star and alpacas, you're at home organizing your spice rack because you never got any of her texts because you broke your phone again. You should have had power-protected checking from Security Service Federal Credit Union with up to $1,000 mobile phone coverage. Now she's posting selfies with alpacas.
Hashtag snuggle buddy.
And you're at home covered in coriander. Achoo! Never miss out again. Get power-protected checking from Security Service Federal Credit Union. You can't do today without it. Insured by NCUA. Restrictions and limitations apply. Coverage is provided by NXG Strategies, LLC, and administered by Worth Ab Group. Up to $500 per claim twice per 12-month period. Visit ssfcu.org/protect.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Cheap turkey for everybody. Turkey prices are at their lowest since 2010. A 16-pound bird will run you $21, down almost $1 from last year. The average cost of this year's Thanksgiving dinner is about $5 per person. Wall Street today, the Dow down 54, the S&P down 4 points, the NASDAQ fell 20. KSL News Time 426.